White stone cliffs led down into glorious rolling hills of the greenest grass, spotted with silver-barked trees that glistened in the sun and sparkled under the stars. Here and there were small rivers that rushed down the ravines, flowing from the purest of springs, freezing in places into perfectly clear glass pools that seemed to pour so deep that they rested at the very heart of the mountain that bore them.
The king's men met them at the dike, so stoutly that the most warlike and strongest of them fell to the ground. Then could be heard a dreadful sound, as spears on armor rudely shattered, and cries and groans the wounded uttered. For those that first engaged in fight, battled and fought with all their might, their shouts and cries rose loud and clear. A grievous noise it was to hear.
"Respect them, do you?"
asked Ullr, rising from his meditation and shaking free his grey mane of hair.
"I think that an enemy that hides at the very feet of a more powerful foe and continues to bite at their toes deserves some level of respect."
Sure, have a seat. But remember, a joy to look at, a pleasure to hold, but if you break it, consider it sold. Folks around here just call me Hardware Hank."
The hardware store owner kept petting Penny and looked at the man to see if he got the joke. He didn't.
"I would always strive to do what is right," the griffin declared. "'Tis up to the old hens on the Council of Elders to pass judgment afterwards, if they so dare." "Get the hell out of here now! Report to your superior and tell him that I need a competent winch operator. Do I make myself clear?"
Fegan just looked at him with a dumbstruck expression, a sight commonly seen on Fegan's face.
"Am I clear?"
Those running this cult of Mir have justified it by lumping anyone not from our world as an NPC. A class of people whose lives don't matter. Caleb quit his pacing. He sat back down on the bed and let out a breath before going on. Unspeakable evils have taken place in my world when that mindset takes hold. Slavery. Genocide. That might be what we're dealing with here in Avalon.
How come you get to have all the fun?
Hawk stopped at the hatch to his quarters and turned to Ashran. He frowned for a moment and then grinned.
Because I'm the captain. Ship, open please.
Aye, aye, captain.
Ship piped from the speakers as the cabin hatch slipped away. Now, go away. Hawk gave Ashran a shooing gesture. I have to take a shower and get ready for my dinner date with her.
Dinner? You're killing me.
I might, Hawk said, slipping into his room. Bye!